Farmer Greg. It's been an excellent broadcast so far. I stole that from you off air. Boom.
Love it.
Breeds. When you're selecting it, you'd mentioned Western Ranchman, great place to get them.
Yep.
We've gotten chicks from Gordon's Feed, downtown Phoenix, like kind of like 3rd Avenue and Broadway-ish or 7th Avenue.
Yeah. Not ever been down there. But
the Stockmans, Pratt's. We've had success with some and not so much with others. A lot of it, we've had success with a breed, but yeah. We got it from this store and it wasn't good, and we got it from this store and it was fine. And I think what I found in that case is if you look at the board, which hatchery they're then getting the chicks from makes a big difference as well. We've got huge hatcheries in Ohio and the Midwest that they can actually even, they will mail order you chicks from these.
Yeah, you just have to take 25 chicks at a time.
Right. But you can. They'll ship them to you.
They will.
As long as it's not over 90 degrees. I have found chicks that come from Privet out of New Mexico are a lot hardier for
the
desert.
Yeah, that
and there's
sense.
I can't remember the name of it, but there's another one in California, kind of Imperial Valley-ish area, that's another that they seem to do much hardier than the it could be the same breed of bird, but coming out of Ohio just doesn't, or Iowa. It's not the same.
So the different breeds that we generally keep at the Urban Farm, the Americanas, they lay the blue and green eggs. Rhode Island Reds, they're a deep red colored chicken. They do a really great job. They're great egg layers. They're a little bit meaner. Buff Orpingtons are nice chickens to keep. So there's really what I encourage people to do is make friends with your feed store. You know, I talk very highly about Western Ranchmen because I've been dealing with them for 20 years, and they really, in most cases, know what they're talking about. So make friends with your feed store.
You could go to the Western Ranchmen this year and buy Buff Orpingtons, and next year they've got a different breed. But what I've noticed is the breeds don't really care as long as you give them enough space. Rhode Island Reds don't team up and attack the Orpingtons. I mean, like you said, they're a little bit meaner, but they're mean to each other,
as well as
other species.
Exactly.
You can have multiple different types of breeds, and that actually makes your flock fun and entertaining. Sitting on a back porch with an iced tea and
watching the hens
do their thing.
So one of the really cool, I'm going to shift a little bit on you here. One of the really cool things that I did with our chicken coop was that when we had that incident a couple of years ago, I had a Pakistani mulberry growing in the middle of the coop, and it was 25 feet tall, and I needed to cover it with hardware cloth. And so I cut it down to about 6 feet and let it regrow. Mulberries are notorious for how they can regrow. So I've actually grown it out horizontally over the top of the roof of the coop. So it's providing shade for the chickens. But look what else it provides.
Mulberries.
These mulberries are amazing. Gary's like, give me some.
I've never had a mulberry.
Really?
I never had.
All right. Well,
pass it this way.
get it to the other side of the glass.
And they're like, 3 inches, 2 to 3 inches long?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, they're amazing. Mm. The flavor's great. They taste really good.
Oh, man.
They're prolific. Are you getting all this on Gary? Are you getting all this?
Yeah.
Oh, man. And the chickens love them. Mm. So anything that falls on the ground, the chickens eat. So this is the Pakistani mulberry. The other one that I highly recommend is the dwarf black mulberry. It makes about a dime size mulberry. For chicken coops as well, this, again, they grow tall, they shade the space, and they provide some food for your chickens, along the way. So both those are available in our fruit tree program every year that we do through the Urban Farm.
Which is open today, last day for the pop-up nursery?
We do a pop-up nursery, and we're open about 20, 25 days a year. That's it. In the fall and into the early spring, we do all kinds of educational classes on fruit trees and what grows here and how to be successful at it. And then you can pre-purchase, or you can come down to our pop-up nursery and, pick up trees. So we'll be there from 9 until 3 today.
You've got a busy schedule here.
I do.
You got the broadcast, we wrap it up, and then you're going over to Barry's True Value from 11 to 1. Which one is that?
12th Street and Northern. So I'll be over at Barry's True Value Hardware answering people's questions, talking about soil, creating healthy soil. We've talked a lot about that on the show. And they're on the southwest corner of Northern and 12th Street. So I'll be there from 11 to 1.
Then you're going to the pop-up nursery till 3.
And I'll be at the pop-up nursery till 3. But actually, I'm leaving here, heading to the pop-up nursery. Then
first,
I'll go to Barry's.
Oh, man.
So the pop-up nursery is at 4549 North 7th Street. That's 7th Street just south of Highland. At the very end of our season, it's still not too late to get some fruit, really great fruit trees in the ground.
Urbanfarm.org, somebody monitoring that right now. If somebody has a question about where, what berries,
you bet.
True value, where's the pop-up? Urbanfarm.org.
Yep, on the front page.
Farmer Greg, thanks for spending Saturday morning with us here.
Thank you.
Your podcast as well?
Urbanfarmpodcast.com. We're up to about 450 episodes in 3.5 years, and we're rocking it, man. Great topics. And we always need more time here. I need 2 hours next month.
Next month. And that'll be May 25th. We'll be talking about the peach and apple harvest. Yes, we have peaches and apples that do great here in Arizona. And
You've
got a good peach or apple tree, they produce a lot more than you could ever eat while it's ripe on the tree. So we'll be talking about ways that you can preserve and use them.
Absolutely.
Throughout the year.